Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. This is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Ha! Brought to you by Global Schoolwear. Stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine. All things movement and structure. And UK Health Radio. We have a great doubleheader, but it's live radio, so sometimes we run into problems. I'm hoping that longtime guest, mental performance and solar energy is the topics that Robert Andrews, the founder of the Institute of Sports Performance, longtime mental Olympic coach, Navy SEAL advisor, we're having a problem contacting him. So if he gets a hold of us, we'll move him in. Because following him, Don Wirth, he's an advocate of energy and solar energy and cost-saving advocates of the environment. He's been on before, and then the sports doctor's in with some upcoming guests, little Dr. Bob Wisdom, some emails. And let's then talk about the excitement that's going on, all these seasons starting. And we had spoken even a few weeks ago with a couple of our experts regarding wishing everybody a healthy and successful school sports season. There's so much action going on between the National Hockey League just getting started. Major League Baseball, hey, we're over here, man, Chicago, go Cubs! Down 2-0. I got my Yankees hat on. They came back. They're in the playoffs. Lots of excitement. The National Football League just started a few weeks ago. There's that going on. The NBA basketball. The finals of the women's WNBA. So what we want to do is talk a little bit about some of the challenges of all of these athletes, their coaches, their parents, their children, if their children are involved in any of these club or traveling sports, and the kinds of pressures that we seem to be dealing with all the time. You know, the whole area and challenge of mental health, this is what we were really interested in speaking to Robert Andrews about. Robert's got a wall of gold medals. He worked with the gold medal winning Olympic gymnastics team, Simone Biles, these other champions. And his expertise at this point in time involves around the challenge of athletes who have been injured and the mental challenges. You combine that with the physical challenge, you know, ACL injury, a torn Achilles tendon, whatever it is, an athlete facing the disappearance of his career for him in front of his eyes, etc. So all these things, big topics that we really, really stress on the sports doctor. And one of the things we really wanted to include and talk about in the world of sports medicine is the whole area of overuse injuries. You know, sometimes I call them the terrible twos, which is too much, too soon, being too aggressive. When we're talking about many times in the world of youth sports, and my colleague, I hope he comes back in a couple of weeks, Joel Franco. Joel, one of the co-founders of Chesapeake Films, and I think he's in Las Vegas now. He's a sports dad, but he had produced soon to be released, the documentary, and I was thrilled to be part of it, Where Our Children Play and the Challenge of Youth Sports. You know, last week we had another colleague of mine, Ian Goldberg, recently the new CEO of Signature Media and Sports and the founder of iSport 360, where again the emphasis of his organization was communication between the coach, the parents, the kids themselves. A few months ago, it was the National Alliance of Youth Sports, who recently had celebrated, I think, their 41st anniversary. And they really pay big attention to park districts, military, educating coaches in safety, other aspects of what we talk about on the Sports Doctor all the time, and that whole mental challenge and the reality that the more talented, again, your son or daughter is, the more sometimes these pressures mount physically and mentally. So the world of overuse injuries, where we sometimes see there's just too much and too aggressive seasons, schedules, and demands on these growing kids. You know, I published an article a couple of months ago, and it was featured in the book, my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And by the way, we're going to be doing a an update, I think, sometime soon, and including the title, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, because there's bigger challenges as the parents themselves. I mean, I'm one of them. And but we want to, again, in the area of these overuse problems, where we know that we want, and all people in sports medicine, trainers, doctors, they want these kids to play multiple sports, use different parts of the body, experience different things, different demands, even physically. But the article that I published called The Prodigy Sports, which was about these young specialists who specialized very early, figure skating. I mean, Evan Lysacek, I can't believe it's 15 years that we just celebrated in February, his Olympic gold medal in men's figure skating. He was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates. You know, he said, gee, we train 10 days a week. And these kids, and you could pick the sport. It could be, think gymnastics, think swimming, volleyball, tennis, soccer, where you have a very talented 10, 11, 12-year-old, and that's what they want to do. And you could tell them all day. And we came up with different programs. Doug, if you can hear me, you might get Robert on the phone. I think I got a message from him, Doug, if you could hear me, where we would get him. Can you hear me? Live radio. Let's see if we can get Robert on. And the adventures. We could pick it up with him. But overuse injuries, again, a definite consideration. You get these kids depending on over-the-counter pain medicine. You get the serious professionals with the opioid tremendous epidemic in so many different areas. And we have these incredible challenges and problems. You have burnout many times with some of these families. Robert Andrews.
Hello, Bob. Robert, how are you?
Good, man. Well, we only got a few minutes left, but we're going to have you back. But why don't you give us some? We were just talking about overuse injuries. I was mentioning you. I was talking about these mental challenges. You know, your wall of gold medals, working with these gold medal teams. Give us a little bit about you and the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, Robert.
Well, lately, I'd say for the last couple of years, about 70-75% of my practice is focused on traumatic injuries like ACLs and Tommy John surgeries and broken poles with pole vaulters and things like that. And I still do a lot of work with athletic performance, but I've also moved into medicine, working with brain surgeons and heart transplant doctors and Broadway actors and world-class musicians. So I've expanded things since we talked a bit last.
Yes, I think that's very, very exciting. It sounds like all these topics, I've had them all on around the world on the Sports Doctor in the last 40 years. You know, but when you talk about, for example, and I mentioned this when I was talking about the overuse injuries, you know, thinking about speaking with you, where that was your new specialty, and it's a big one, which is these athletes who are injured and their mental challenges, maybe when they see their career going in front of their eyes with one of these Achilles tendon tears or all of these other kinds of problems. And this ends up being, again, a very important topic, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I see a lot of ACLs. I saw a college gymnast today who tore her Achilles and had been doing fine until something triggered her brain and it set her off. So we started the process of teaching her brain and nervous system how to process that. So,
do you find yourself, Robert, and again, we're going to definitely do a follow-up when we have the kind of time we expected, that you're working, again, could be the parent, absolutely, the coach. We were talking about that, the importance of the communication when you're the guy on the mental side, and I have psychiatrists, psychologists. I had a Taoist from Netherlands on, Robert, 2 months ago, talking about 2,500-year-old points that were as important today. You're in the middle of the coach, the family, the organization when you're dealing with the athlete, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and it's interesting you say that. I had a woman request a session with me just yesterday because her son has returned to play after an ACL injury, but she's still traumatized by what she witnessed when he was injured initially. So I communicate with coaches, physical therapists, parents, orthopedic surgeons, and we seem to collaborate really, really well. I have probably half a dozen doctors and their PTs here in Houston that I work with, and it's very rewarding.
Well, again, that's key because the hurry, you know, especially when you talk about multi-million dollar athletes, so you don't understand, Dr. Weil, I got to be back yesterday. Or I got to be taking these opioids. You know, we all know about this incredible epidemic of pain pills and the fact that a lot of these young kids who are involved in sports very early at a serious level are living on over-the-counter pain medicines because of the schedules being way overdone. You find yourself, you know, trying like we do here, educating the doctors and the whole community that we got to cool it a little bit. Overkill is rampant.
It's funny you say that, Bob. You're always leading me right where I want to go. I talked to a baseball team last night, and a big part of the focus was on burnout. So we spent probably 45 minutes of our hour and 15 minutes together talking about causes of burnout and ways to overcome burnout. And burnout, by the way, contributes to a lot of sports-related injuries.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, Lou Vickery, who's 80 years old, he still plays serious tennis. This guy, he's written 25 books. Pitched for the Yankees, Robert, in the 60s. Whitey Ford was his pitching coach. He ended up with a shoulder injury. He had a show on the Panhandle called Lou in the Morning. I'd show up once a month. And he would talk about the baseball where 25% of the Tommy John surgeries were on teenagers because of this tremendous emphasis on specialization. And, you know, if you're, you know that, you're in the world of gymnastics forever. So a gymnast, this is all they want to do. They don't want to play other sports. They want to specialize. These kids are special.
Yep. I just saw a girl today who does one high school sport, a club sport, and not in season right now, but another sport in the spring. So she's year-round, ACL injury, doesn't get a break. You know, always training, overuse.
Is she playing the same sport, or is she playing different sports?
Well, she's playing club soccer and high school soccer at the same time.
Yes.
We
see it in volleyball, we see it in swimming, and that's why I call them the prodigy sports, where that's when we need to get physical therapists involved. You know, what kind of training program can we put this young tennis player on? The famous late, great Bob Guide, I spent 40 years with the guy. He'd walk into his gym. Everybody was balancing on mini trampolines. Whatever their sport happened to be, he worked so much in the world of balance and perception. Now we're seeing, again, these athletes. You know, you see 6'8", 225 shortstops, right, Robert?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I mean, bigger, faster, stronger, and it's tough to change the rules. You know, when you have soccer players who are running 5 days a week and then the coach has them jumping stairs or overdoing a jumping rope, it's nuts. This was a big challenge in the world of figure skating where, again, we would see these young kids just doing much, much too much. And but I know that, you know, when Simone Biles came out, talked about these mental challenges, she's the best athlete in the world, Michael Phelps, that had to really help. Everything you pay big attention to. I always thought of you when I heard what they had to say.
Yeah, she's been a marquee for athletes' mental health and wellness, and it seems like every time she's interviewed, she drops that line out somewhere. Thank you to my mental health providers, or I saw my mental health provider. And so she's been great for the brand, for me and everybody else in this field.
Robert, what's the best website for people to find out about you and the Institute?
Look for the Institute of Sports Performance, Houston, Texas, is the best way to find me, and that's TINSSP.com, or look up Simone Biles Sports Psychology Consultant, and you'll see three pages of information about interviews and my website and links and all that.
But yeah, Robert, tell me a little bit about your book before we run out of time.
The book I wrote after the Rio Olympics, and it's called The Champion's Mental Edge. You can get it on Amazon, Robert Andrews, The Champion's Mental Edge. I also have a video series under the same name that you can find under The Champion's Mental Edge.
And how many Olympics have you been to, Robert?
I've been to two. I've had athletes from 13 different countries in the last five Olympic Games from 12 different sports, I think it is.
Yes. Well, you know, as soon as you get off, I'm going to be sending you a message so that we can reappoint you, man, and you're running into problems. This is one of the adventures with live radio where we had a problem connecting with you, but I'm so glad we were able to get you.
Me too,
it's
Bob.
Always a pleasure. Again, Robert contributed to my book, hashtag A Sports Parents. He's a real champion, so check him out, especially if your son or daughter is a serious athlete. The same with the physicians. Robert, hold on, and thank you so much. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Bob.
Hold on.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome back, it's been a long time, Don Wirth. Don is a advocate of the world of solar energy, the challenges with clean environment, cost savings, and every sports family and individual athletes we deal with are always interested in all of these new situations with clean energy. Hey, Don Wirth, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Well, it's a welcome, Doc. How are you doing today?
Good, Don. Give us some background on you and these areas that you've been so involved with in the area of clean energy and solar energy. Give us some background.
I understand
you're a problem solver. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, problem solver is basically, I've been helping people since the day I was spanked, so to speak. But really, in communities, as far as community solar and things of that nature in the energy business, I've been doing that since 2015. Thanks to a good friend of mine that's local here in Naperville, he introduced it to me, and then I said, hey, I can help. And that's what we do. We help people because we educate them. We let them know that there's services that are state-funded because of deregulation in certain states so that they don't have to get killed by their electric bill. Because who do you know that has the same rate today as they had 3 years ago?
Well, you know, this is one of the problems many times that we see, you know, whether it, again, is parents that are dealing with their young son or daughter who's in sports. They're facing all sorts of financial challenges with traveling teams and club teams. And they're got these energy costs that sometimes are coming out of left field with the tremendous attention to climate change and all of the environment over the past couple of decades. It's also been something that a lot of people find, you know, very, very important. And that's one of the ideas, you know, on the Sports Doctor, we try to pay attention to three areas, no matter what the topic is or what the advocation of the guest is, and that's awareness, education, and action. So the awareness that some of these programs might be available, how expensive things are getting, and then the education, like you just mentioned, is such an important factor, And do you find that more and more of the organizations, whether it's the communities or park districts or school systems that might be very involved in trying to get more information, that they're interested in this whole world of solar energy?
Well, you know what? One thing that differs from what I do versus what I have a lot of people think of is I help with a state-funded program, which is called Community Solar, and it's available in a number of states, including, of course, Illinois, where we both live. And here in Illinois, we use Commonwealth Edison for the electricity, and they are able to access a solar farm that we actually are business partners with, and they can lower their costs 15%, no cost to them, month after month for 20 years.
And
there's no roofs.
Yes,
and the beauty about
it is... Do you consider this, Don? Yes, is this considered, again, like when you think of solar panels and solar energy, and you're working with
not
these,
on your roof.
No.
When you're driving out in the country, you'll see these farms that have solar panels on them. What happened is a solar developer went to Mr. Farmer and said, "Hey, Mr. Farmer, that land that's vacant right now, it's exhausted, right? Yeah. How would you like me to pay you thousands of dollars month after month for 20 years so I could lease it for 20 years? Well, heck, he's not going to say no to that because he can't get any crops on there, but he can do with the rest. And the beauty about it is not only is he giving back, but he's also giving back to the community in the local area because he's going to help the employment as well as, of course, helping people with a better way of
do they have a few windmills on the area, or do you?
No, talking about is community solar panels on your solar farm. No, I'm not talking about windmills. They're all around now. Don't get me wrong; that's been around for a number of years as well. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a state-funded program in the state of Illinois.
Is this something that's really I've never heard? How many of these solar? So the solar farm, which again is it's all about clean energy, which I would think everybody would be an advocate for. How many solar farms are there nationally?
There are about 29. Right now there are about 29 in the state here in Illinois, and the beauty about that is this is the ones in the state of Illinois that are in the Commonwealth Edison territory. We also have Ameren, which is our downstate utility company. The beauty about it is your bill does not change as far as staying with the utility. You're always going to use the utility. However, you're going to have the solar credits and savings on your bill month after month after
especially
month.
If you live in a town, you live in a townhouse like I do, where everything in the joint is electric. You know,
right?
And you get the people to think. How do you find the challenges regarding, again, the whole world of solar energy, which seems to be, you know, so popular? And then again, you have the oil companies and some of these other areas. Are we making progress, Don?
Yes, we are. Hey, listen,
clean energy,
it's only
in your opinion?
It's only the beginning. Doc, what I wanted to tell you is this. My family has been in the energy business since 1888. Now, I'm talking about my great-great-grandfather who got in part of his business in small New Jersey, farm town, Woodstown, New Jersey. He actually had the coal business. And again, he helped people there. And again, the entrepreneur spirit has been passed down to me. And of course, I'm the third generation. But what I'm saying is I got into this after working in corporate sales because I realized community solar or energy is the way it goes because everybody uses electricity. But the beauty about what I do is I help educate people on ways they can save money on their bill instead of the increase because
Are there organizations or communities? I mean, like, you know, Naperville is a major, major community, one of the most popular places to live in the country year after year. Do communities, organizations, and businesses take advantage of this, or is this mostly homeowners?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. We work with small businesses that don't use more than 100 kilowatts in a year. Now, obviously, that's a small business. It could be a pizza shop or a local retail shop or something like that. Again, remember, ComEd territory, not in Naperville proper, but if it would be unincorporated Naperville that still uses Commonwealth Edison, we can help them lower their costs. Or even those people on the
Southeast side of Chicago who are underserviced, they can have a rental property. Okay. What's the name
and
of the group
that
you're working with?
And we can give them 20% discount for community solar. That's a state service.
Don, what's the name of the company, or is there the name of the company that you work with, or are you?
Yes, I happen to work with Think Energy, and we are power. I really the actual company that I work with. I'm an independent energy advisor with Think Energy Plus, powered by Think Energy, and those are our two companies. Our corporate is out of Connecticut, and we are backed by a leader in the energy sector, and that is Michael Falquist, and he's been doing this for a number of years, and the most important thing is we have other services that also help the residential and small businesses in their electric usage. And of course, with a higher rate of needing of demand, such as your, you know, the AI and of course the big, you know, plants that are going up as far as, using energy, we're helping the grid because it's being overloaded right now with all these sectors.
Right.
And
what is the
again,
best site, Don, what's the best website people could go to find out about your business?
Very simple. They can go to thinkenergy.com. Bear with me. I'll have to give you the right one because
all right, give it to
I
me later.
So many...
The other one we'll figure it out. But Think Energy, if people could find it, and again, and John
well,
Worth.
It's thinkenergy.plus.
Okay.
/
And again,
John
wow,
Worth.
Since the 1800s. So do you find again that the information is getting out there because again, you know, the demand on everybody.
I don't work out of the back of my trunk. I work with a team of professionals like mine. And the beauty about that is we are leaders in the business. We work on their behalf. We help them. We've been there and we know what to do. And we obviously solve the problems with the energy. And again, we're not just in Naperville or we're not just in Illinois. We're across the country. I have people even in Israel who are working with our company, and they're helping their contacts and their friends back east or even in other parts of the country. That's how we work. It's like a family and friend business. That's how it works.
That's interesting.
So you don't
want to
be talking
I don't know if anybody's heard the term,
you
know, I don't
know
if anybody's
you know.
Heard the term solar farms before. That's an interesting term, solar farms.
Well, Doc, you're asking some great questions.
The name of the game. Ha! Right?
Well,
and
no.
Go ahead. How is Naperville tuned into what you're doing? Your home, your house?
Well,
how
you know what?
You
I have
forever?
People from Naperville that are actually customers of mine. Again, remember, they're using Commonwealth Edison for their electricity because they're an unincorporated neighbor, so they can do what they want. And the beauty about that is we offer a diverse suite of products, as I said, with the community solar. And, of course, we have another service called AutoSave, which automatically, as opposed to the old days where you went on a fixed term, we have software that works. It's a patented proton technology, thanks to our founder, Michael Falquist, which is called AutoSave. It makes sure that you're not in a long-term contract. It's a month-by-month service where we monitor your electricity. And if there's a chance that we can lower your costs, you're guaranteed savings with Think Energy.
Is your founder still alive, Don?
To the utility, but never higher.
Is your founder still alive?
He's youngest. He's half my age. That's how great he is.
Tell
he's
him,
sharp.
Tell him he's got an, he's a, tell him he's got an invite. Tell him he's got
well,
an invite.
I will.
Connect me to him, and because again, these kinds of services that make a difference, again, in the environment that we're all dealing with, the areas of clean energy and pollution and all of these areas that we're dealing with, let alone the cost of living. Again, it could be the organizations and teams and parents and coaches, all who are part of the same community, who really need to be educated on some of these services, especially if, like you said, somebody that can keep whatever carrier that they have, and it's not like you're changing all of this stuff. You're just including something that makes a difference in what could be cost saving, makes a lot of service. Gosh, 1800s, that's longer in business than my association in the sports medicine world, Don, with Baseball Blue Book, which was originated in 1909, where I'm on the sports medicine board with the great Brian Cole, the orthopedic surgeon of the Bulls and the White Sox, and these organizations that go back, all of these years with all of these situations. I didn't know that your family goes back in the world of energy all those years ago. So, again, you'd think that they are. We're going to talk more about all of this. I know we're almost out of time. We'll be right back with Don Wirth. It's the Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Hey, flying back to Chicago, live from Chicago, we're talking with Don Wirth, and we were really keying with Don. I wanted you to go over again these, as you see it, really these two key services that all about what you're doing. Talk about that.
Well, with deregulation that's over 15 years old, it's given customers the ability to make their choice on who they use as a supply company. And what Think Energy is a premier billion-dollar company in the supply sector. We help businesses save money, make clean energy simple, easy, affordable, and accessible for all the people. We have two offers: Community Solar, which is a state-sponsored clean energy program delivering up to 20 years of savings between 5 to 25% in the state of Illinois. It's 15%, and for the people in the low, moderate income sector, it's 20%. But a beauty about it is it's guaranteed month after month after month. Your bill stays.
How many states are you in,
John?
How many states are you involved in?
We're involved in, let's just say this, at least right now, 20 states.
Okay.
And the community solar is like the gold rush of the 21st century. It's growing. Eventually it'll be all over the country. California
and the other,
is the next big market.
The second service?
Auto. Basically what that is, it's unlike the old days where people said, well, third-party retail energy companies, they're horrible, because what happens is that you get on a fixed rate and then your term expires and then the price jacks up out of time. Well, the beauty about this is with Think Autosave, you have no worry about that, because it's personalized energy pricing, guaranteed to never go above the local utility price, and no renewals, no risk, no fee. We do all the work for you. We guarantee that you're going to always be either lower than the utility company with Think Energy or never higher than the utility company. But again, we do all the work for you. You don't have to worry about anything. All you need to do is just sign up, and we'll do all the rest of the work for you.
Now, what did deregulation mean?
Well, deregulation.
In other words, where there
were
so many different rules that got in the way.
AT&T systems blew up everything in the back in the telecom days. You had the right of choice, so you could use other companies besides just having AT&T. That's when you had the MCIs and the other companies that came out there. So the same thing here in energy. You have the right to use a third-party retail energy supply company as opposed to the utility company's offer.
There's big oil and gas, you know, the polluters, so to speak. Are they in conflict with you guys? I mean, like it seems
not
like
really.
Forever, you know, with big
no,
oil.
No, no,
or...
we're all in the game to help each other.
That's good to hear. That, I think, is really, really good to hear. I think, you know, when you hear constantly of the turmoil, you know, going back to
right.
Vice President Gore on the on his famous, what was the name of that famous series he had? Inconvenient Truth, talking about climate change and the big oil and all of these contests back and forth, and we swing back and forth. It's good to hear that an intelligent opinion like yours says that you're all in to help each other. Good luck to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, again, our core values, again, we're empowering customers with choice, transparency, and sustainability. We're rated excellent on Trustpilot. We make clean energy simple, accessible, and affordable for everyone.
And you're a big Bears fan, right?
Well, you know, from I grew up out. I hate to say this, Doc.
Me
like
too.
You, I hear that New York in you. I'm from South Jersey, so you know I got a little Philly in me still. Just like you probably have the Jets in you.
Yeah, well, it's easier to say you got a little Philly in you than we saying we got a little bit of Giants or New York or Jets.
Right. Our best rival.
Right. Yeah.
But I will say this.
Going
back one more time,
on.
Doc. I want to thank you so much for the time. I appreciate you. And again, if you need further information, I can give you my website right now, and it will tell you. Because not only do I help people, but I also am raising a team where we're growing, and it is thinkenergy.plus/Don Wirth. That is my website. thinkenergy.plus/Don Wirth. And that will tell you everything you want to know about Think Energy Plus and what we do and our services. And if you want to join the team, do a side hustle, you can do that with me and be more than and our team.
Okay,
we're in it
really
to win it to help you.
And I would imagine, again, that there's across the board, there's got to be a lot of different interests because of some of these different challenges like we've talked about all along.
Oh, sure.
And especially with, and that's even before we mentioned the word politics. You know what I mean? With that
yeah,
whole
and
other
I
side.
Also wanted to let you know I have some local state of Illinois, Chicago people in my team here who would be more than happy to also answer any questions or maybe if you need them, come on a show or something to do that as well. Because, again, we're there to help you not only in Illinois, but we can help you almost every state. And we have advisors in all of our states.
Yes, in the area, again, like you said, being a problem solver, you know, when you're talking
that's the name
about
of the game, to help people.
Topics.
And I mean, the most important thing is if you don't like to help people, then you're in the wrong game if you're going to try to help me. But if you're in the business of helping relationships and making sure your friends and family know what you do, then you're going to be the right kind of person I want to help because you're open-minded. You realize that we're all in the game of life to help each other. Get over, and if I can help you lower your costs to make your life easier, then it's a win-win.
Well, you got a lot to do, and you always have. You've always been a tremendously positive person. And again, the idea, the mental game is a huge topic on the Sports Doctor. I had a Taoist from the Netherlands on 2-3 months ago talking about the 2,500-year-old rules of simplicity and compassion, things that make as much sense today, again, whether you're in the world of athletics or not, just in the world of life, as it did then. And the mental game's a big deal. So I want to thank you so much, Don. Tremendous information. Lots to learn in this. So hold on. We'll be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Thank you, Don Wirth. Hey, everybody. We are back. It is the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics. We add a little Dr. Bob wisdom to the mix, talk a little bit about the website, answer a few emails if we have the time. As always, great guests coming up next week. Mark Astor is an attorney. He specializes in the world of addiction. Everybody who listens to the Sports Doctor knows how much attention we pay to that topic. Again, whether it's alcohol in sports, whether it is pain medicines, chronic pain challenges, and the legal side of that is something that we really want to get into. One of our favorite guests will be returning, Dr. Tony Liazzo. He's a general practitioner. He's worked with Olympic athletes. He's worked with athletes at all different levels in so many ways. He's very involved in the whole healthcare world and the crazy healthcare system. So we're looking forward always to Tony joining us the following week. Champion Mindset, Spencer Senn and his great area podcast of Champion Mindset will be joining us. And then Bill Crawford. Bill is a teammate of mine on the National Fitness Hall of Fame. He's been a supporter of the Sports Doctor. Bill is also a Lifetime Achievement Award recipient from the National Fitness Hall of Fame. He's trained some of the greatest athletes in the world. He was very involved at the beginning of Nautilus, and we're going to definitely talk about that. My late great sports therapist, Bob Guida, who had Sports Fitness Institute. I met him in the late 70s. It was Nautilus, never heard of it. And Bill even predates that situation. So we'll be really excited to have these great guests coming up. Want to talk a little bit more about the attention we've been paying on LinkedIn, other platforms, in the world of juvenile type 2 diabetes. And we're continuing to elicit as much support, as much cooperation with organizations, with parents groups, with doctors, with therapists, all different areas involving the world of diabetes. We've talked on the Sports Doc with experts from all over the world, understanding what a scourge this is. There's probably as many pre-diabetics as there are diabetics. Type 1, which is an insulin-dependent, usually from birth, diabetes challenge, not always from birth, but often. And then what was called adult-onset diabetes, where lifestyle, diet, obesity, these things contributed to the development of diabetes. And then there was the explosion of teenagers, adolescents, dealing with diabetes, enough to change the name to type 2 juvenile diabetes being included. And the point that I have been talking about, which is, again, the new medicine, which is three big points. Number one, eating smarter, the whole world of nutrition. It is an ongoing explosive challenge of education in the world of nutrition, eating smarter. Again, number one. Number two, where I'm going to be in the middle of, it's keep moving. The idea that exercise, being included, lifelong exercise, the earlier the better, whether your son or daughter plays on a team, but the fact that they're including exercise, hopefully the schools, the park districts really, really get involved, making this a habit. There's so many choices. You can go to the gym. You might love Pilates. You might love walking or jogging. You might be involved with yoga. You have so many choices, pickleball, in order to keep moving as the big part of number two of the new medicine. Number three, talking about it all the time, reducing stress, paying attention to rest and recovery. Whether it was the pandemic, whether it is social media, whether it's politics, tremendous stress on us involving reducing it, paying attention to it. Whether it's meditation, whether it's a couple of times a day, taking some time to yourself, whether it is, again, being aware of how important sleep and rest and recovery is, these are the things that we're paying big attention to. As many of you know, we featured Dr. Larry Rubin on The Sports Doctor. Dr. Rubin is the founder of the LEAP Alliance, L-E-A-P, Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention. I think he founded this, and maybe it was in 2013. And the big concern over this was the end result, many times, of long-term diabetes, wounds being seen on the feet, lower legs, and the point that there's tens of thousands of these amputations a year, and the fact that over 80% of them are preventable. So the whole challenge of dealing with diabetes is something that it's an all-hands-on-deck necessity. Again, doctors, communities, teachers, parents, therapists, trainers, all understanding what a key it is to be paying attention and being aware early, that we want to be able to know that a lifestyle, the lifestyle medicine, functional medicine, which has become so, so popular. I mentioned to a couple of my guests that we had on where we were talking about the Taoist and the fact that the Gouter and the idea of some of these different simple principles. So again, we'll be following up more with this. If you want to submit a question, you want to find out more about it, email me, drrwile sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Whether it's for consulting, opinions, drrwile sportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Thanks again, Robert Andrews, Don Wirth. This is Sports Doctor. Thanks, our friends at CBS. See you next week. Thank you.